Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you for joining me on the night shift. Today, we're going to be talking about the click. The click. There's four things that I want to share today that I feel like I just, just clicked. You get it. You know when you have that feeling and you just want to share it with the world? Well, here I am to share you four things that have clicked for me. First of all, I have fully discovered that when the shit hits the fan, it rains lessons. That was the click that I had. And let me tell you, these are some things, here's some takeaways in life and being on this planet and being in sales and being a coach and being a wife and being a mom and being a friend and being a daughter and a sister and a cousin. All these things have had me realize that when the shit hits the fan, it rains lessons. So here's a few takeaways I get from that. You know, that I realize when things get hard or they get tough, what can I do, you know, better next time? Like if I didn't nail it or it wasn't handled right or kind of walked away from a situation not feeling totally good, like how could I do it better next time? Because you know what? Truth be told, there might be a next time. So being prepared is like, what could I do better the next time? The other thing I realized about when, you know, we've got issues or there's problems is where can I take responsibility? I used to find it very weak to say I was sorry growing up and very weak to make mistakes. I found that to be a weakness. And I learned, you know, in my life through, I've been to personal workshops, through therapy, through opening up and communicating. I realized when I take responsibility, you get in this power position where, it's so much more interesting to listen to, you know, there's more engagement there. The other person becomes softer. It lessens the angst of the situation. How can you take responsibility? You know, the other thing is when you have a situation, when things do get rough, you know, what is your takeaway? What did you learn? Like I always feel if we're not learning, growing, and evolving, then we're dead, you know? And what are we doing, seriously? And I feel like when things get hard or things get rough or we make mistakes, it's okay. It's okay to own it. It's okay to take responsibility. And it's also okay to figure out where the lesson was. And the other thing too, when things get rough is get in a state of gratitude immediately. There you go. That's the secret. Get into gratitude. Where do you find appreciation? You know, how do you feel about that? Write in a gratitude journal, you know, write a letter, whatever it is, journal. You got to get gratitude outward. That helps in that. So that was my first one. Number two is self-love is the answer. I think that was missing for a bunch of years in my growing up years. You know, I always just push, went after. And kind of put my health last and, you know, taking care of myself last. And yes, I did do things, you know, I did work out or I did, you know, get a massage or did do different things, but I was always just in the doing. I'm talking about self-love and being present, you know? I mean, I took a yoga class tonight and just in my class, this is where all this came up for me, by the way. You know, people always say, where do you get your podcast from? I'm like, I'm living in the present moment. And when things come up and I feel like I need to share or I experience it in coaching or, you know, someone said something, it's like it just clicks, right? Here's the click. Clicks for me. And so, yeah, I was in a yoga class and it's like taking yoga in a state of being present and breathing and being in that moment and just really feeling like I'm giving myself permission to take good care of myself is the most beautiful gift I can give myself for sure. Having a morning routine. I have Untouchable Morning Podcast. So if you haven't had a chance, check that one out. And that is about how you really take good care of yourself in the morning. Meditation. So meditation, I feel, is like almost the way that the universe is talking to us. It's like how they deliver a message we need to hear. Like it's just ironic to me sometimes the meditations that I select to listen to. And then when I'm done, I'm thinking, oh my God, I totally needed that today. So there's a click for me on that. I listen to meditation later in my life. You know, these are not things that I grew up with. It's things that I learned later and the impact it's had on my life has been incredible. I always say hydrate, but I mean it. You know, our bodies, our veins, our cells, our system inside needs hydration. the more you drink, the clearer your mind is, the clearer your skin is. You know, there's an ease about you. It's just creating a flushing throughout the day that is worth every single second of that. And then also, of course, my friend Carla, who I love to talk about, she's got a 30-day self-love that I'd like to interview her on, which is really incredible and powerful. And so she's going to be a guest speaker, and we're going to have her on real soon. My number three, the third thing that clicked for me in my yoga experience this evening was balance is a gem, you know, and it's a rare gem. I don't think that there's all these gems out for everybody everywhere. I think it's one of those things that's, it's rare, and we keep exploring and we keep trying to kind of discover it. And maybe we've gotten our hands on it a time or two, and maybe the gem, you know, fades away or goes away, or we've misplaced it or whatever. But balance is a gem, you know, and let me just give you some things that have clicked for me on when I get to experience balance. This is what I experience. And one, it's that I find myself saying no. You know, I don't become the yes person. I can't say yes to everything. It just doesn't authentically work in having the balanced life that I want. So it's the willingness to say no or not now, and still managing to keep the peace and get things done. The next thing is time blocking. You got to have those time blocks. It's without a doubt, I believe in my life, personal, and my career, it's a mandatory thing. Like, I'm nothing without my time block. Therefore, without it, there's no way I'm balanced. The next thing is your want for being balanced, you know, whether you're a working dad or you're, you know, a single parent, or, you know, you are living at home and you want to move out, or, you know, you're working too much, you're working too little, or you don't have a job. Like, I don't even know. I'm just here to say is your want has to be bigger and greater than your excuse or than your disruption or, you know, your sidebarring or whatever the case may be. Your want, that big, big audacious goal, that want that you have, is that you put on the forefront, you will find more balance in your life because you're making better choices throughout the day to keep that balance. But definitely the time block piece is huge. And you know, I always say balance is a work in progress. It's not an overnight thing. I don't experience it every single day, and it's okay with me, because getting better and stronger by trying, by, you know, checking out what I do, where was I off my time block? Did I reroute the thing I couldn't get done? You know, things like that. But the balance is, and then showing up. So yeah, I mean, I can do a lot of things in the day, but am I absolutely present with what I'm doing? So the next thing on that is balance equates to being present, where you really shut off all the stuff. Like, I do everything in my power to shut off everything when I'm with my children. It doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes I'm sitting with them and my daughter tells me all about her school day, and literally I got like three words. I'm like, wait, what happened right there? What happened is I have a deadline and it's on my mind. Did I get this email in? And off I spin out. Okay. That's totally normal. I'm just working on finding the balance to not have to do that every time. And that I can get in there and say, nope, I'm in front of my daughter. I'm giving her my whole heart and attention and my ears and my focus, you know? So that balance act of getting out of work and being a mommy and doing all that stuff, it's a work in progress. And there's some days better than others. And then the last but definitely not least is all that matters in life is that you're truly happy. And that clicks. That is the piece that had been missing and things that I was striving for forever and ever and ever and ever. Think about it for 1 second. If you are totally happy, what does it matter what your ex is doing? What does it matter if a friend you lost is doing, or a client you lost, or what does it matter what your competitors are doing? If you are authentically, really, genuinely happy inside, none of that matters. It actually fully goes away. But what happens is either A, we don't know what our true happiness is, or B, we sabotage it, or C, we don't feel like we're worthy of it, or I'm not totally sure. I mean, I think it's many, many different things of why, but I'll just say this, or, you know, is it could, another thing could be judgment, you know, or not being your true self, or being a people pleaser, or trying to be perfect. All those are complete invaders. It invades into the process of experiencing full-blown happiness. And to me, when I got all those things I mentioned in check, and I realized how much none of that freaking mattered at all, I discovered my true happiness. Okay, this was not an overnight thing. I always felt like I was striving for more and more and more. And the truth of the matter is, when I really looked at my life, the choices I was making, the people I was surrounding myself with, you know, the places I was going, all these things, I realized that I made choices in my life that didn't have me in my happiest place and space. So that piece, the discovery of understanding what truly matters, to me, it becomes the everything. So all that matters to me is happiness. If I have that, all the other things fall into place. You should see me. I'm smiling right now because feeling genuinely really happy inside, it just, you can't buy that, you know? And that to me took me years, like years to figure that out. Because let me tell you, when I was number one in my title company, when I made the most money I've ever made in my entire life, you know, blah, 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 there was an emptiness. There was an emptiness there. And to do the work, personal workshops and growth and, you know, talk to people and get it out and own my truth and be my true self. And that discovery in there, oh my gosh, forever grateful. And of course, I've said it on probably all my podcasts at this point, is giving myself permission to make mistakes. That I'm not going to do this perfect. And that's totally okay. So I hope you got a nugget out of today. I hope that you got a click on something that I said. And if you did, I would love, love, love for you to click subscribe and 5 stars if you think it was great. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening. I just want to say good night or good day. I don't know when you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot to me. All right, DJ, kick us off something, you know, kind of like, you know, a nice feel-good song for the evening. All right.